Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, pemerintah federal mengatakan perubahan pada program bahasa Inggris senilai 1 miliar dolar untuk para migran ditujukan untuk meningkatkan kohesi sosial saat Australia keluar dari pandemi. Kelompok migran menyambut baik perubahan itu, namun mengatakan bahwa setiap orang memiliki peran dalam meningkatkan pemahaman budaya dan melihat nilai migran di luar kemampuan bahasa Inggris mereka. Partai Buruh sementara itu menyerukan strategi anti-rasisme. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Pablo Finales dan Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News. 3 tahun yang lalu, pemerintah federal mengusulkan perubahan pada tes kewarganegaraan yang mengharuskan para migran untuk lulus tes kompetensi bahasa Inggris standar tingkat universitas. Mengutip masalah keamanan nasional, pemerintah mengatakan undang-undang baru juga akan mengharuskan migran menandatangani pernyataan nilai sebelum mereka bisa menjadi warga negara Australia. Tekanan masyarakat yang berkelanjutan membuat rencana undang-undang yang diusulkan itu tidak pernah diadopsi. Penjabat Menteri Imigrasi, Alan Touch, mengatakan pandemi telah menyebabkan pemerintah mempertimbangkan kembali kebutuhan untuk meningkatkan kohesi sosial, terutama penyampaian dan hasil dari programnya yang menyediakan biaya sekolah bahasa Inggris gratis bagi para migran.
This is a billion-dollar program, but it's presently not having a sufficient impact. It currently provides migrants 510 hours of free language tuition. But on average, people only complete 300 hours of classes and only 21% leave with a functional level of English. This is just not good enough.
Touch juga mengatakan perkiraan yang menunjukkan hampir 1 juta orang di seluruh negara ini kekurangan kemampuan berbahasa Inggris membatasi kemampuan mereka untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan dan berintegrasi dalam masyarakat Australia.
Those in Australia who don't speak English, only 13% of them are in work. Those who speak English well, that figure is 62%. It is stark. Now, this is not to blame anyone whose English language proficiency is poor, but clearly full participation in the community is difficult when there are language barriers. Without English language skills, migrants are less likely to get a job, less likely to integrate, and less likely to participate in our democracy.
Menurut data sensus, jumlah orang di Australia yang mengatakan bahwa mereka tidak dapat berbahasa Inggris dengan baik atau sama sekali meningkat dari sekitar 560 ribu pada tahun 2006 menjadi sekitar 820 ribu pada tahun 2016. Touch mengatakan untuk meningkatkan tingkat kemahiran berbahasa Inggris di antara para migran, program Bahasa Inggris untuk Migran Dewasa atau disingkat AMEP akan diubah. Batas jam akan dihapus dan batas waktu juga dihapus. Menggunakan pidato National Press Club, ia mengatakan bahwa langkah-langkah baru tersebut akan mengurangi hambatan untuk mengakses pelajaran.
The current program is mostly classroom based and doesn't provide the flexibility needed for people working or with caring responsibilities and doesn't sufficiently take advantage of the massive opportunities from EdTech. In many cases, 510 hours is also insufficient, particularly for those whose native language is not a European one, which is many of the major groups of our new migrants today. They may well need 1,000 or 2,000 hours of classes. This means that any permanent resident or citizen who doesn't yet have functional English will be able to attend classes free of charge until they acquire this language capability.
Muhammad Al-Kafaji, kepala eksekutif dari VECA, yaitu kelompok utama yang mewakili Australia Multikulturan, mengatakan ia menyambut baik perubahan itu.
Currently, migrants are expected to prioritize a number of different things as part of their settlement journey. One of it is being learning English, but also going out there and finding work and making sure that they learn the system and so on. As it was up until today, those priorities usually conflicted and a lot of migrants could not achieve the level of English and they had to prioritize finding work over learning English.
Ia mengatakan pandemi telah mengungkapkan kesenjangan dalam keterlibatan pemerintah dengan komunitas multikultural.
In early stages of the pandemic, VECA actually called for a a multicultural strategy to tackle COVID-19, because we knew there are going to be some gaps and there will be a vacuum that is created from lack of in-language materials provided to our communities. And I think this is where many communities then decided to, find information about the pandemic, about the coronavirus in language, and that's where they resorted to news from outside Australia. And we warned about this. But also this shows that we just need to be better at planning ahead of something before it becomes a problem.
Pada tahun keuangan 2019 dan 2020, lebih dari 200 ribu orang, yaitu jumlah orang terbanyak, yang menjadi warga negara Australia. Touch mengatakan mulai November perubahan administratif akan dilakukan pada tes kewarganegaraan Australia untuk menekankan pentingnya kesetiaan pada nilai-nilai Australia seperti supremasi hukum, kebebasan berbicara, dan tanggung jawab individu. Pernyataan nilai Australia yang ditandatangani oleh para pelamar kewarganegaraan juga akan diperbaharui.
Australian citizenship is both a privilege and a responsibility, and it should be granted to those who support our values, respect our laws, and want to contribute to Australia's future. We should ensure that those who come here and those who want to settle here clearly understand and are willing to commit to the shared common values that unite us all as Australians.
Juru bicara Partai Buruh untuk urusan multikultural, Andrew Giles, mengatakan bahwa perubahan baru pada program Bahasa Inggris Migran Dewasa dapat dilakukan, namun penerapannya lebih penting lagi.
The minister's suggesting that there won't be a cap on hours, and obviously we've got to work through the detail of what this all means, but it seems to me that additional funding in normal circumstances would be required to meet that aspiration. I'm really keen to see the detail of this, to work through it with the experts, the teachers, the providers and stakeholders, to see what can be done within this envelope and whether it's satisfactory.
Ia ingin melihat strategi anti-rasisme menjadi bagian dari kebijakan pemerintah tentang kohesi sosial.
Certainly, we know that racism is on the rise. It was on the rise before the pandemic, and we've seen shocking evidence, including this week in the Senate committee, about how racism has increased, particularly towards Asian Australians. And if we don't take that seriously, we're simply not standing up for our multiculturalism. It's fine and important to assert that our multiculturalism is a world leader, but we've got to defend it, and that means defending it from racism.
Tas juga menggunakan pidatonya di National Press Club untuk memperingatkan ancaman yang ditimbulkan oleh meningkatnya jangkauan pemerintah asing di Australia.
Despite now being proud Australians, some communities are seen by their former home countries as their diaspora, to be harassed or exploited to further the national cause. Some who criticise their former country are silenced through threats and intimidation, including to family members back in their country of heritage. Others are persuaded or forced to monitor or harass members of their own community who may hold views contrary to those of the governing regimes in their former countries.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.